Hello everyone, Sean Thomas here, School Promotions Manager at Port Lincoln High School. I have the pleasure today of recording a podcast, not at the main site, but down at our Community Learning Centre site on Edinburgh Street. And sitting here with me is Assistant Principal Ms Deb Marks, who is our Assistant Principal for Flexible Learning Options. So Deb, I'm going to ask you to start just quickly talking about your role and perhaps a little bit of the history of the CLC and how we've arrived at this place.
Thanks, Sean. We started Flow nearly 10 years ago at the main site, and it's evolved quite considerably over that time. We've been at the CLC on Edinburgh Street for nearly 8 years now, and the type of student that we work with has changed, the type of programs that we've been running has changed, and the numbers of students that we deal with has increased as well.
Now, just on the numbers, we're talking about over 100 students that are catered for here?
We average about 120 students.
Speaking of students, we actually have the pleasure of Caitlin Barnett's company with us as well, who is a Year 12 Flow student. Caitlin is a full-time Flow student, and we would like Caitlin to perhaps explain what her average sort of week looks like. So Caitlin, welcome. And maybe if you could just start by telling us, what do you do on a Monday? And then we'll lead into the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, normally on Mondays I'll come here down to the Community Learning Centre and do my TAFE.
So which TAFE course are you studying?
Certificate 3 in Business to become a Clerical Officer.
Excellent. And then after you spend Monday down here, what do you do for Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday?
Tuesdays I normally come down for my research project in the mornings with Linda, our teacher, research teacher, and she's also a math teacher. Then I come down on Wednesdays to do construction in the mornings with Dave Kenny. And then on Thursdays I do construction in the morning with Dave and research project in the afternoon with Linda.
And then on Friday you don't come to the Community Learning Centre. Where do you go on Fridays?
I go to the Red Cross, Australian Red Cross on Edinburgh Street.
And that links back to your TAFE traineeship.
Yeah.
So you've got a full week. You are going to end up with a whole bunch of SACE points and hopefully a SACE certificate.
Caitlin's on track to get her SACE, and her TAFE course actually counts for her Year 12 or Stage 2 credits. So we've worked together with the employer and with the training organisation to make sure that Caitlin will still be on track to get all of her SACE credits.
And Caitlin, have you done any other courses previous to this year?
Last year I did a Cert 2 in Construction.
Excellent. So would you consider yourself a typical student here at Flow, if there is such a thing?
I guess so, yeah.
So you have had an opportunity to sit down and negotiate this sort of fairly unique timetable, is that correct?
Yeah.
And Deb, is that pretty typical here?
All of our students start with a meeting with their youth worker that they work with the teaching staff, with maybe their parents, depending on their situation, and we come up with a unique learning and attendance plan. So all students will talk about their goals and their aspirations. We'll look at the SACE pattern that they need to do, and we'll come up with a plan that gets reviewed very frequently. So at least once a term we re-look at it, but more frequently if there are lots of changes happening for that young person. Sometimes a young person has an opportunity to do something that is a bit out of the ordinary, and they'll come to me and ask if there's any way that we can use that to help with their SACE points. So we will write that into a program for them.
It's a hive of activity down here. You've also got a lot of staff working with you. So how does that work, and who's sort of available for the students to tap into?
We have a great combination of people working here. Many of them part-time because of the numbers of students that we have. Mm-hmm. So students do have to get into a bit of a routine with knowing, for example, that the maths teacher works on certain days, the community studies teachers works on a different day. All of our teachers are particularly keen to work with young people in their individual plan. There's more of a tutorial approach. There are classes and there are lessons, but they run very differently from a normal classroom, and there's a lot more intensity for the young person, but they're also expected to be more independent as well.
Now, Caitlin, how long have you been coming to the CLC?
About 4.5 years now.
Okay, so Deb, is it typical for a student to be coming to the centre for that long, or when do students sort of arrive?
That actually ranges quite a bit. We prefer to take students from about Year 10 upwards because of the nature of the independence that they need and the fact that we work closely with training organisations such as TAFE or Carey Training. We broker certificate courses that suit young people. What we do though is provide extra time for students to achieve things if that's needed. So for example, we have a number of young parents who are parenting, who are looking after children. They are able to bring young babies in, but we do give them extra time if they need it.
To access this Flexible Learning Options program, what would a young person and their family need to do? How would they actually arrive here?
There are some cut-off points for the enrolment, so people could be talking to me now for next year. there is a census that occurs at the main site or at all state schools on the day six of the year. And if a young person is counted as a mainstream student at that time, then they can't change to be flow throughout the year. It's really important that we have those conversations early and plan for them. That also means that when they start here, they've got a clear idea of where they're headed. However, families can approach the leaders at the main site. They could talk to the wellbeing coordinators. They could talk to me. There are lots of ways, and I think we start with a conversation. And it may not be that flow is the best option for them. We're happy to have those conversations anyway and direct people to where we think the best program is.
Thank you very much, Deb. Thank you, Caitlin. Now, we traditionally finish off with a joke, and Caitlin, I understand you've got one that your dad told you.
Yeah, he told me that a peanut walked into the police station and said, "I've been assaulted."
Thanks very much. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.